Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we like to bring you information up to date on things that a lot of you are concerned about, like, gee, what was going to happen to the stock market if Kamala got elected or Trump got elected? And what was going to happen to opportunities there to the average person? Are only the big five going to be protected? I mean, these are questions I've been receiving from my audience. And I said, well, you know what? Let's go get Bob Kudla from Trade Genius on to answer some of those questions and provide other insights. So, Bob, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. And may we live in interesting times, huh?
Yeah, I'll make a prediction for you. Trump wins the election and the stock market's going to go up.
Okay. Well, it's always good to have 20/20 hindsight.
So what's really interesting is
Can we get a little more volume from you, Bob?
let me try here.
Okay, sorry, just a little glitch there. But anyway, on with Bob. And so we're sitting here in the aftermath of what many people consider to be a good election, a good event. And so, Bob, kind of lay things out. How do things look right now in the market?
Yeah, so the expectation, the market started moving about a week before the election because the market always knows. And I think we also learned something too. Now we can kind of trust the betting portals because this is two elections in a row that they beat the pollsters out. So whenever money's at stake here, you can probably trust that better than somebody's giving you an opinion.
Sure.
But be that as it may, what we're looking at now is basically Trump unchained. And so what he's doing here, he's offering the United States a different version of what the future can look like. And that future has winners and it has losers in it. But right now we're kind of in the afterglow of we dodged a bullet with Kamala, and overall regulations are going to fall, overall tax burdens are going to fall. And overall, you're going to have more money going into the American consumer. And all those three things are now are being reflected in the markets. Now, that will start to fade here. And what we're going to have happen next is we're going to have what we call the Great Rotation. Okay, we're already starting to see it. Bitcoin up, gold up, energy holding up, uranium up, and tech down. And you're going to see that continue into the future and into next year. Now, going after the inauguration in January, we're going to have a situation where the entire market will roll over some, because we're going to go into it. The 2025 is going to be a recession. It's going to be a recession with higher interest rates, it looks like too. So we're going to get that the dreaded stagnation or stagflation that we had in the 70s. Because it's going to take Trump a year to probably get what he wants or what he's going to be able to get from the Congress, in place. It's going to be 2026 before all that happens.
My gosh, I didn't want to hear that. You kind of here's what a lot of people think. Trump comes in, we instantly drill, and within a couple of months, we start to see a turnaround in inflation because prices are lower. You don't think there can be that good a turnaround time if he dramatically increases energy production?
It's going to take a year for energy production to dramatically increase, but it doesn't mean that oil can't fall because the Saudis can easily ramp up production. So you have a twofer coming our way, right? Because the countries that are most hostile to us need high oil prices. Iran being the most hostile, and Russia being the second most hostile. And in that situation, you have if you get oil down under $50 a barrel. The only people making money in oil, oil patch, are going to be basically the United States and Saudi Arabia. And so we have a situation here where deflation will come into play, and then you have also our enemies are going to be defunded at the same time.
So this is the plan to defund the enemies through the manipulation of oil prices.
I think it's just icing on the cake.
Wow.
Now, having said that, the oil integrated oil companies in the United States are not faltering on this because they're going to be able to expand. What they may lose in pricing, they're going to gain in volume. And so, you know, right, price times volume equals revenue. And so if the price doesn't fall faster than the volume is going to increase, they're going to make more money. And so on a lot of these oil fields that are will be reopened, you know, you're having drawing prices down in the $5, $10, $12 range. It's just that new fields cost a lot of money. And so you're going to have that. And then the other big winner is going to be uranium. We're already starting to see that move too. As secular, you and I have talked about uranium to have been blue in our face over the last 2 years. That story is not over. Everybody and their brother now wants a nuke plant in their country. And, you know, we have a lot of uranium in this country. And a stock like UU and the Canadian company CCJ are just grinding forward, and they're going to probably – they both probably have doubles in them. You quad U to 20, and I used to have a target of $58 on CCJ. I probably now find myself probably too conservative, and we could be looking at $80 for that company. So those are winners. On the tech side, he's going to blow up the monopolies, right? You know, you're looking at Meta, you're looking at Google, you're looking at Microsoft. Those guys are in big trouble. And he's going to go after those guys because of what they did in terms of the media, right? You know, you're a victim of the same group. And so all those guys are going to get hammered through the new laws around neutrality of censorship and around the monopolistic powers that they have. So those are big losers there. And then, of course, then you're looking also at, like, NVIDIA. One of their biggest customers is a fraud. And so, you know, if you lose their third largest customer, NVIDIA is priced for perfection. That's going to go down and bring the market down with it too.
Wow.
So we're looking at that. And then plus, with interest rates as high as they are, it will drive a recession. And so that's kind of what we're looking at. And that has nothing to do, none of that now has anything to do with what is really going to happen when Trump starts popping off the tariffs. So we don't know who's going to be most affected by that. That's short-term pain, long-term gain. And then you're going to see probably the back half of 2025, people are going to be restructuring how the employees live, you know, because, you know, you're going to have overtime is going to be not taxed, you know, tips aren't going to be taxed, you know, and then he's going to try to do away with the IRS altogether. He would probably move like the FICA and Medicare over to HHS and just get rid of the IRS altogether.
So did you say move it to HHS?
Yeah, because it's Social Security and Medicare are really functions of health and human services. So might as well just give them the collection job, right? There's no federal income tax anymore. And then, or you're going to have a very small one that's just going to be collecting capital gains and corporate taxes. And then the other thing too is that he just announced today that he doesn't want to tax crypto capital gains for companies that hold it on their balance sheet. So
don't leave that thought. Do you think he's going to use gold, silver, crypto to back the dollar? What you just said made me think of that because I've thought of this before.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be. Eventually, he may do it, but here's something that is more likely to happen. Okay, he's going to establish his dominance over the Federal Reserve too.
Yes.
So here's my scenario that if it happens, you can praise me effusively, is that he's going to go ahead and his first budget's really going to be September of 2025. By then, he's going to have he would have eviscerated a lot of the programs. His budget's going to come up, and it's not going to be the same deficit levels as in the past. And he's going to actually declare no deficit. And what he's going to do, he's simply going to have the mint generate enough currency to cover the deficit and pay down the treasuries that would offset it. And then you're going to see interest rates plunge to zero. And then we're going to see the war between the Fed and the Treasury. And that's my prediction. And then if you're not riding deficits, you don't need to back the dollar with gold or crypto or anything else because the dollar in and of itself will be stable. And so it's going to be really interesting to see. And when the American people see that the mint created, they're going to say that's hyperinflationary, right? And so he's going to do that. And then he's going to turn right around and pay down the deficit with it. it'll be neutral, but then there's going to be a shortage of treasuries out there that are going to drive interest rates down. Mark my words, that's what he's going to do. And then we'll just have to see if he survives John F. Kennedy. And I think that's the other thing he's going to do. He's going to release the John F. Kennedy assassination stuff to put all those guys on notice that, hey, the last time somebody did this, you killed them, and we're going to have it all out there. And that's going to be wild too. He'll have the Democrats and the deep state on defensive all year because he's going to open up this Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and he's not going to do anything other than just release everything. Okay. And he's going to just let the truth go out there, and he's going to have no opinion on it. He said, hey, you draw your own conclusion why Kennedy was killed. You draw your own conclusion. Was there collusion in the January 6th thing that was actually fostered by Nancy Pelosi? You draw the conclusions on Epstein. I'm moving on, but here's the data. Do your job. And then those guys are going to be spinning with their heads. Russia hoax, boom. Cheney, boom. And I think that's what he's going to do. And it's just going to be he's going to have them guys chasing their tails over the next 2 years while he drives forward with his policies. He just has to stay alive.
Boy, you said it really well. And I'm going to go back to what I asked you about alternative backing for the dollar, since we've lost a lot of the dollar as the reserve currency. When you talked about JFK assassination, one of the five things that happened was JFK was launching a movement to go away from the Fed with the silver certificates. And I thought that was one of the primary reasons they killed him. It wasn't just Vietnam, but it was also this, because the Federal Reserve would allow no competition. They fought Bitcoin tooth and nail when it came in for similar reasons, but there wasn't a political figure to go assassinate. So I think that you're absolutely right on the money with this, and you're right. Can they keep him alive? Bob, there is a move right now, and it's out there in plain sight. You got Jamie Raskin, Kamala Harris in the past, all saying the same thing. We're not going to certify this election. He's not taking over.
They have no choice. Raskin can't control that.
He's talking about forces that will control it, not him.
I'm not even worried about it anymore. I'm not worried about it in the least.
You know what? I'm glad to hear that, because there are a lot of people that are very concerned about it.
Not going to happen. So not going to happen. Look, those guys are hoping that Trump takes over and fails so they can get back in power in 2 years. So that's just beer muscles talking. You know, the House is now Republican. The Senate's Republican. The last thing they're going to do is going to try to hand the election back to a Democrat. You know, I doubt very much that's going to occur. He's going to have a bigger fight on his hands on. Well, here's the other thing, too. So everybody's worried about, will his nominees get picked? John Thune basically said Trump could have as many recess appointments as he likes. That means 2 years. So if they don't approve any of his cabinet nominations, the minute the Senate goes in recess, and John Thune could call a Senate recess anytime he wants, right? And then he goes in, they have their job for 2 years. So that's what I'm saying. I don't have to worry about that too much. And to me, the biggest fight is really going to be between the Federal Reserve and Trump. You saw they're answering a lot of questions over the last couple of days saying, well, we don't report to Trump. We report to Congress. I'm not going to quit. If he asks me to quit, I'm going to serve out my term. They're really worried. Okay. And remember, the Federal Reserve doesn't have this. They're not held in the same esteem as we were. This is the Bitcoin generation now, where we don't understand why a cabal of 12 people get to control and dictate our monetary policy for our country. You know, we don't even need the Federal Reserve to set interest rates. A 2-year yield does that for us. Okay. Why should banks have opaque lending? And look, you set a price. If the bank needs money, they go to the Federal Reserve, get money, pay their interest. You know, why does any of this have to be hidden? You know, and I think you're going to see, you're going to see the end of central banking as it currently is formed over the next 10 years, especially as more of these right-wing governments start coming into play, because the right-wing governments are now populist versus corporatist, right? You know, and you saw it with El Salvador. You're seeing it with Argentina. You're going to start seeing it in Europe. You're going to definitely see it in the United States. And they're going to have to conduct business differently. And if they off Trump, J.D. Vance is even worse nightmare for them, you know. And so they're just, you know, they don't have a Lyndon Johnson behind them, right? They have a worse person behind them. And, you know, and J.D. Vance, what are they going to do, just keep killing them in a row? The American people will go absolutely apeshit, you know. So I think everybody knows they're on their heels here a little bit. And so I'm really looking forward to it. Even if it costs me money personally short term to for we the people, you know, to have freedom and gain, it's a small price to pay. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. But when he takes the oath, I'll be a lot more relieved because of all the rhetoric that's happened with Kamala Harris and Jamie Raskin, and really members of the deep state, which are largely, some of them are the solicitor generals. They've been pretty open about, hey, we're not going to let him take office. Now, this goes back a few months. This even goes back to pre-Kamala being a candidate. But that's their mindset, Bob. I'm telling you, if they could find a way to pull that off, they would. And you're right about the assassination part.
Yeah, well, Trump won the he won the popular vote.
Yeah.
And now everybody's looking saying, why was 2020 such an anomaly? Where did the 15 million Trump Biden voters go? Where'd they go? Did he even exist in the first place? So there's a lot of questions now because now we have statistical evidence. Trump 16, 20 and 24, Trump had approximately the same amount of support that he did on this election. And in 2020, you had this weird anomaly of these 15 million votes. Where did they come from? And they only came from four states. In fact, they only came from four counties. So, and then they disappeared this year because, you know, laws have changed. So I just think the American people, look, people read the tea leaves. In 2020, they had people convinced that Trump was a monster. In 2024, the people realized that they were after the wrong monster. And Trump is now more beloved. I just was in Europe for 3 weeks, and the people there were not against Trump at all. In fact, you know, you're hearing it from some Dutch people I talked to saying, hey, you guys are just a year behind us. We're getting rid of our trouble. You know, we're looking forward to you getting rid of your trouble. And a guy in Switzerland said, I can't wait. I'm going to the U.S. next week. I hope Trump wins. You know, another person said, I hope Trump lives. You know, so this is a whole different mindset than before, where it was just uniformly orange man bad. So I think people realize what was happening. We have a stay of execution, Dave. We got a stay of execution. God has spared us. Let's not blow it.
You know, I've said the same thing on my show, Bob. I said, all we have done with the Trump election is to establish a foothold on the beach. And if you don't get involved with grassroots movements and support Trump, we're going to end up in the same place we did in 2020.
Yep, I agree. But in the meantime, you know, the trading has been spectacular. Absolutely.
Well, let's go there. The market went up the day after the election. I couldn't believe how much it went up.
Yeah, and it's pulling back a little bit now, but that's to be expected. You get an afterglow pull down. But, you know, basically between next week and Christmas, we should see a generally higher move in the stock market, Dave. Okay. And so, look, the crypto stocks are doing great. I'm looking at the markets while I'm talking to you. And we have Bitcoin is pushing back higher again. And look, we're looking at Bitcoin between 120 and 170,000 here in the next 3 months.
Oh my God.
Okay. If you don't like Bitcoin per se, but you like the Bitcoin idea of Bitcoin, you can buy BITO. You can buy.
What is that? Tell the audience what that is.
That is basically an ETF that tracks the price of Bitcoin. Okay, and they probably own it as collateral. And then you have YBIT, which is a high yielding dividend paying Bitcoin backed. So BITO and YBIT are both paying out at 100% yields right now. Okay, absolutely insane. And then you have MicroStrategy that just is going through the roof. In fact, it's flying today, and you have Coinbase, which doubled since a week before the election. Then you have the miners like Wolf, WULF, and you have CleanSpark, CLSK. We're trading all those within Trade Genius. And I sent you some attaboys here. I mean, we're making people, and you know, I'm not normally this braggadocious, but some of these people are making life-altering money over the last 6 weeks. And we see there's a window between now and inauguration where people can make more money in that period of time than they can make in the next 2 or 3 years.
And let me read one of the attaboys that you sent me on. It's pretty cool. This is what you said would happen last spring when you asked if we would believe in Bitcoin. And it says, it took so long, it seemed like you were calling wolf, but no, you really had good binoculars. So we're getting these attaboys coming in from your base, and they are just singing your praises here. It's just absolutely amazing. I want to make sure I heard you correctly, okay? I might need to go get checked for a hearing aid, but I thought you said Bitcoin was going to be between 120,000 and what?
170.
My gosh.
So when it was trading in the 40s, we had a measured move. You know, when it hit the high of 76 and pulled all the way back down to 50, we said there was a measured move up to 94,000. And what we hit, 93,000? We hit 94,000, actually. And so we got a slight pullback. Now, the next measured move takes us between 104 and 124. And that's kind of where I'm stalled out at, about 124. My partner, who trades this for a living, entire net worth in it, his math work says we could push all the way up to 170,000, depending on how hard the squeeze is. But he also said, and I just want to make sure people know that, it's not going to go to 170 and stay there. That's going to be one of those things where you have what's called a blow-off top. It'll blow off all the way up to 170, and then it's going to come back down pretty hard for the recession, set a new base for the next cycle higher. That's what I'm saying. And we don't care, Dave, we don't necessarily care about the price action as much as the price is moving. Yeah. So the more volatile the markets are, the more money that we make, and the more money we can help our subscribers make. I don't care if it goes to 170 and tomorrow goes the next day goes to 80. We'll catch that move to 170 and we'll put people in position where they can actually short Bitcoin back down for the other move. And there are trades you can make to short Bitcoin. So we have those also. And they're just ETFs.
What's your time frame on this great explosion with Bitcoin and then the
by the inauguration?
Really? And when do you think you'll start to see a downturn? Pretty close after the inauguration?
Right after, within a week or two. Okay. So, in fact, you know, my 94,000 prediction was for February, and we hit it in 2 weeks. So so things could be accelerating even faster. That's why we raised our price targets on it. So, and if that happens, MicroStrategy is going to 1,000, Coinbase is going to 1,000. Like I said, life-altering money. And we have people trading in and out of these now all day long. And we're not day trading them. We're putting people in swing trades, you know, 3-day, 3-week kind of trades. So you don't have to be a maniacal trader to take advantage of this stuff. And the same thing's going to happen with uranium. You're going to see uranium do a double. That's going to go great. And you're going to see gold and silver miners move up as well. So there's plenty of places to make money on the long side. So you don't even have to worry about, do I have to do anything esoteric to make money? You don't have to. Everything's available either through stocks or ETFs. And you don't even have to even be at your desk because we send this stuff out via Discord that you can click a notification to your phone. And everybody has phone apps now. You can just trade right from your phone, go back to your meeting. Exactly. So you don't have to be slave to your PC to take advantage of this stuff.
I want to read another attaboy I got here because it says 1 year anniversary of Trade Genius. My account is up over 52%. Many, many thanks to Bob, Phil, and members of the chat room. It's interesting because when you talk about what people can do, you're talking about in the Trade Genius environment. So how do people come to you and learn about this stuff and start making money?
Yeah, so they either come through your landing page, and then right now, guys, we have the Black Friday specials running. Okay, so... and I already have Dave priced at those Black Friday special levels. So go ahead and sign up with him. But if you happen to stumble onto my site, let people know you came from the Common Sense Show so I can give Dave credit for it. Seems like most of you guys come through me versus go through the landing page. But we track every trade, every sale, and we want to make sure that if you come through Dave, we give Dave credit. And you can either join the ETF room, you can join the VIP room where you can get actually – voice conversation like Dave and I are talking. I'm in that room all day long, myself and Phil. or you can join the crypto room, or you can join combination. But the prices between now and Friday a week, that's it. We only do this 2 weeks of the year. You know, and I feel like that guy, that the mattress store guy, you know, you're killing me, Larry. You know, that's how good the prices are. And so take advantage of it. It's the 2 week window here. I would recommend you go for the biggest room you can afford because you get the most advantages. And we have these algorithms running right now, Dave, that as soon as you join, you get immediate access to the trades that we're putting out, you access to the chat room, access to the indicator/algorithms, and then we teach you how to use them. So, excuse me. So really exciting. It's really fast. I mean, you join tomorrow, you can take advantage of a trade tomorrow. Well, obviously not tomorrow because it's the weekend, but you know, you're talking about Monday through Friday. Crypto, we put a trade down 24/7. So I guess so. And so you have, you can take advantage of it right away, or you can learn how to chart, or, you know, take some training and then become independent on your own with us as well. We have people that do both.
Yeah, you said you had people making some life-altering money. And by the way, I should give out that landing page. It's DaveLovesTrading.com. Dave Loves, L-O-V-E-S, DaveLovesTrading.com. Talk about the life-altering money that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we had three or four people that were able to retire a couple of years early because of them being able to learn how to trade and make money doing it. So one of the things I think we do pretty well, we demystify trading. We don't overhype it. You don't have to do crazy trades to make good money. It's basically you build upon itself. It's like building a pyramid. You get a good base. You make good ROI. You take that additional collateral. You make another trade. You keep building and building and building until you can make enough money to live on. And now with these yield max products that we share people the trades on, you know, some of these products, like I said, you know, like YBIT and BYBITO, they're giving you a 100% yield. So if you had $100,000 in YBIT, you know, you're making $100,000 in yield. It's absolutely insane. And so we know when to be in a particular one and out of a particular one. So you can always take advantage of these high yields. MicroStrategy is like giving 120% yield. Coinbase, 100% yield. You know, ULTY, 100% yield. Oh. And they're paid monthly and some are paid weekly. So you're talking 8% a month, you know, dividend yields. So we've been teaching people how to use this. They've been able to stack these on and you can go long and you can go short. So if the market crashes, there are these high yield products that take advantage of the market going down too. So we teach people how to pair them up to get rid of the noise of prices going up and down. And you're just like a realtor just collecting a broker fee. And people are able to retire because of that. So we're pretty proud of that fact. You know, obviously how you trade and how much you learn, you know, I can't control your results. I don't know how much money you make. I don't know your personalities, but we're just going to tell you the best opportunities that you should think about getting into and then teach you how to do it and then pat you on the rear end and send you off with us backing you up with questions and answers.
It's amazing. So people really don't, that are in there, don't really have to be able to chart their own path. They can just kind of follow the leader that's been successful. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you can. And then, but we encourage you to become independent because it takes the stress out. They don't have to worry about, is Bob going to be in this trade? Is Bob getting out of this trade? What's Bob doing? You know, we're going to teach you how to look at the charts. And we have the algorithm just overlay it, Dave. I mean, literally see trade, take trade. You know, it doesn't get any easier than that. And I'll give you a personal example. So my daughter got some money when she was with COVID response. She put that in the bank. And then she got some money when her grandma passed on. And we structured it in these high yield products. She has like half of it for high growth over time because she's young, 23 years old, and half of it's in these high dividend yields. And so she's able to pay. She's a stylist. So that covers all her costs, what she's getting. And she gets paid weekly. It's covering all her costs, okay? And, you know, so she right now is earning $2,000 a month on $65,000 invested.
Wow.
Okay? And that's consistent from the beginning. And so I managed that for her, but just use that as an example. And that, in fact, you know, with the money that she's not spending that's building up in cash, we're going to expand that further. Our ultimate goal over the next 2 to 3 years is for her to be able to fund her entire budgeted lifestyle out of these funds, and then have for her to focus on growing her business and without the stress of, am I making my budget or not? So that's not a whole lot of money to make $2,000 a month, okay? And those trades are laying out all over the place, and we'll teach people how to find them.
That's amazing.
I get nothing for those. You know, you're just paying me for the annual service. You know, I have no axe to grind. I'm in them myself. I have over $250,000 of these myself personally, okay? And that part of my portfolio. So
I'm going to think like layman in the audience. Okay. So the inauguration is a high watermark. And I don't know if it's across the board with Trade Genius, but in some areas, so people come in now, when can the average person, average intelligence, average work ethic, when can they expect to start seeing, okay, I need to write Bob an attaboy too. What do you think?
Oh, probably within, you know, I tell people, it'll take you 2 or 3 weeks to kind of learn the lingo. It'll take you 3 to 4 months to be comfortable. But you could be making money all along, you know.
Yeah. The thing
I get a lot of attaboys on trades here and there. But yeah. Once I sent you where people that like say, OMG, you know, this is much better than I thought. And look, what we charge for this service, Dave, is nothing compared to what you get out of it. I could probably charge 10 times the amount if I wanted to. Okay. And people would still think it's a good deal. I just can't do it morally. So we price it right. We want everybody to win. You know, some people trade, they don't like it. Some people trade, they can't do it. And I don't want those people to say, invested all this money. I lost that too. So we just price it very fairly for people. And look, you and I have been doing this together for almost 10 years. So Obviously I'm doing something right.
I want to get this off the cuff, 52% in the last year. I mean, that's pretty darn good. About how many people are in the Trade Genius community?
Four figures.
Oh, pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, and I want to say this too. Your predictions have been so right on them. That's why I keep coming back to you, because we're at a pivotal and volatile time right now. And I got to tell you too, I've never, ever had someone from my audience ever complain they didn't get their money's worth in Trade Genius, ever. Not one complaint in the 10 years we've been doing this. That's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. And look, we mark every trade. It's out there. It's right on our website, you know, so people can go back and scroll through every trade that I recommend it. And just remember, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't manage your portfolio. You know, I'm giving you my First Amendment rights of freedom of opinion. And it's up to you whether you take advantage of it or not. Okay, so I don't force anybody to take a trade. I just tell people this is what the algorithm is, this is what the algorithm does, this is what it's been doing, and it seems pretty consistent over the years. This algorithm, with just some minor adjustments, been in place since the early 2000s. So since the early 2000s. So we know it works, and we just make it better and better and better at displaying the visuals, because people are visual creatures.
Yeah,
so you can see the trade. If I have to explain a trade to you, you're not going to take the trade. But if I can show you the trade, you'll take the trade.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Most people are visual learners too. This algorithm you talk about here, one of the things that you've stressed over the years that I've known you is that your group really does better when things are volatile. And I'm curious as to why that's true.
Because then the price moves far enough, fast enough that you can make your money and get out. Okay, so if you get a trade and you can make your target 2 or 3 days, you know, the goal is to keep the money, right? So you want to be able to get that quick move, put a stop underneath it and get out and look for the next trade. Because our algorithm is pretty good at picking the reversal areas, okay? And so what you don't want to have happen, you don't want to take a trade and have it just sit on you, because that's money locked up. You know, and look, you know, we have them occasionally. I have one right now that's just grinding. It's like Glacier Bay, right? But 90% of them move pretty quickly after we get the signal. You get in, you get out, you get done. Cash is ready for the next trade. And so that's why it works. And that's why I said now, you know, between now and probably inauguration, is that the market's going to be so volatile, positively volatile, that you're going to be able to make some really good money. In fact, since we've been talking, we've been in a trade on the VIP room. So with like MicroStrategy's, the thing has been flying up and down $8. Okay. And so, you have, and that's tied to Bitcoin. So, people are day trading that, which we have a signal we could show people. People could have been making, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in the last hour. That's what I'm talking about. Life altering money is being made right now.
That's really good. And you got four figures doing this. That's even more amazing. It truly is.
Well, it's built up over many years. So, we tend to keep our clients, and we try to do a good job for everybody. And like I said, I could tell you anything in the world, but you can look at the back trades that we've done. You can look at the algorithm, and it's visually pleasing. So you can look at it and say, "Oh, I can see when I should be in this trade, and I can see when I should be out of this trade." That's how we do it.
Yeah, this high volatility time that we're going to be headed into after the inauguration, is it a turnaround time of acquiring and dispensing of your investment? Is it 3, 4 days, a week? How long does it typically last?
Our average trade is 3 days.
Okay.
We don't really see that changing, but we see what we're going to own will change. And it all depends on really what legislation or what executive orders get passed to determine, going into next year, who's going to keep winning and who's going to lose.
Well, I think oil stocks are going to do pretty well. I think that's a given, knowing what Trump is saying, drill, baby, drill. Well, Bob, I want to give that landing page again, because people are looking now. They're going to be optimistic. I think retail is going to get a bump from the Trump election, because people are going to have more confidence. And I would just encourage people, hey, this is a really good way to go. Go to DaveLovesTrading.com. DaveLovesTrading.com. And you got a guy here that's not going to sign you up and leave you alone. You got the chat rooms and all the other alternatives to find out, hey, what are other people doing that are winning? Bob, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to have you on. Happy days are they're in sight.
Yeah, and it's going to be really interesting. We'll talk, you and I will talk after Thanksgiving, and we'll get a better sense as to what 2025 is going to look like. So stay tuned.
Well,
But
I can
thanks for
tell you
having me,
one
Dave.
thing. Sure, I'm going to say this before we close. Sherman's going to Atlanta. When you put Matt Gaetz in as the Attorney General and Tulsi Gabbard in charge of intelligence community, that, I mean, right there, Trump is telling you this is coming. This stuff, his reforms are coming, and he's taking no prisoners. And it's only going to benefit
Yeah.
all of us financially. Okay, DaveLovesTrading.com, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you after the holidays. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Dave. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Thank you so much. I have to tell you, honestly, in all good faith, some of you are going to view this and you're going to recoil a little bit about the strength of what I'm going to say needs to be done. And I'm not offering this in a means to be manly or barbaric or revenge. That's not it. I'm going to expose some crimes that are already exposed and review them. And then I'm going to talk about the appropriate punishment according to the rule of law. There is no other agenda here. Now, some people will just go, oh, wow, Dave, that's radical. You really want to get back at these people? No. I want justice done, and I want it done according to the letter of the law, so we don't have people that come through in leadership positions at future dates that think they can do the same thing, which is basically try to overthrow the country. So fasten your seatbelt, because this could be a wild ride. We're brought to you by a tremendous sponsor. It's a product from BioTrust. It's my favorite. In terms of the BioTrust line, which has great products, scientifically researched, they're above board in their dealings with the public. Let me get right to this product. This is a product that can restore youth. And the way that you do that is to restore collagen manufacturing inside your body. Collagen's like the elixir of youth. The reason that you're looking older, the reason that your joints hurt and you're lacking energy, is because you're having a significant collagen decline. For example, by the time that you reach middle age, you've lost about half your collagen. And that's where the aging effects and the appearance begin to really take shape. Now, what they do at BioTrust, what no one else does, is they take the five types of collagen and they blend it into one. Now, unlike the other products, this crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins the youthful restoration of your body. So both your appearance and how you're feeling are going to improve. If it doesn't, you get your money back. They guarantee the results. They're offering this up to 51% off today, the Fountain of Youth. All you do is scoop out the prescribed amount, put it into your favorite drink. It's odorless, tasteless. You stir it up, and you begin to recover your lost youth. You have nothing to lose but your old age. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Well, we have an interesting dilemma. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General, you gotta be kidding me. Oh my goodness gracious. That would be like the late, great Jim Brown, best running back in NFL history, playing in a Pop Warner league. You could try to tackle him with 20 kids and it wouldn't do any good. Oh my God. The junkyard dog coming to town. His nomination is going to be met with extreme resistance. And I think it's only a 50-50 chance he's going to get through. And I'm rooting for him. But people are going to be afraid that this guy can't be compromised. He can't be bribed. He wants justice, and he's taken no BS. That's his MO. And oh my. The people that have betrayed this country, I'm not talking political difference. Let me give you an example. I am 100% opposed to abortion on demand for pregnancy control. In other words, it's birth control. I'm opposed to that. Saving the life of the mom, absolutely. I'm in favor of that over anything else. Victims of incest, I think you have to argue what are the conditions. But I mean, there are exceptions to my view. I'm not arbitrary. But I have my view. If you have the view on the other side that my body, my right, gee, you hear that from the Democrats, but it sure as hell wasn't that way with the vaccines, was it? But anyway, my body, my right, that's fine. We have differences of opinion. I have no problem with that. And you put money into Planned Parenthood. Okay, I'm going to recoil morally, but legally, you should not be touched. Okay, so am I clear on this? This is about betrayal of constitutional oath to the detriment of the national security of the United States, and appropriate penalties as prescribed by law should take place. Now, I am going to say this. This is a matter of opinion for me. I do not think what I believe will be the upcoming trials of traitors, and I'm going to give some examples. I don't think they should be held in a regular court of law. Why? Because of personal bias. Too many judges have been appointed with political agendas that ignore the Constitution, ignore the law to carry out their personal feelings. Most of them are Biden and Obama appointees to the bench. I don't want to put the fate of our nation in their hands. Instead, and because we're talking treason and national security, should be military tribunal trials. There you can bet the justice will be fair but very firm. And here's where some of you are thinking, well, Dave, you're talking treason. Does that mean you're talking capital punishment? In some cases, yes. And this is going to be very controversial, and I know that. When you oversee an operation like Mark Milley in Afghanistan, that you brought the troops out, you didn't protect the people doing the evacuation, and it results in the death of 13 brave soldiers. My heart still aches just to talk about this because their deaths were totally unnecessary and 13 young lives snuffed out for no reason because Obama and Mark Milley were wholly incompetent. Mark Milley, for that offense, deserves to be court-martialed, stripped of his retirement, and serve time, not capital punishment for that offense. However, an investigation is further needed, but I think we're going to find a lot. Mark Milley tipped his hand in Senate hearings about Afghanistan when he was asked a question about China, and we've all seen it. He said, well, going to war with China is tricky. If I knew we were going to attack China, I would have to notify my Chinese counterpart. What? How many American lives would that cost? More than the 13 that he helped to snuff out. That is treason. China is our enemy. If we're going to war with a nation, they are our enemy. Anything that gives them aid and comfort, and this is clearly aid that he's advocating for, if we can find overt acts through investigation that supports that statement that he has given aid to the enemy, expressing it is one thing. I think that's a court-martialable offense. But acting on that is something different. That's abject treason subject to capital punishment. And if an investigation were to find confirming evidence, Mark Milley deserves the ultimate penalty. But you notice I'm leaving it open-ended. A statement doesn't mean action. Oh, I really want to kill that guy, you might say in a heat of anger. But you really don't mean it. You don't act on it. You didn't plan it. You didn't make the direct threat. It was just a comment made in bad taste. You look like an idiot. Mark Milley needs to be very worried. What about Kamala Harris and the border? Because let's review this. And we're going to take Mayorkas as well. Their job was to close the border, limit immigration to legal immigration, which I'm in favor of. Most Americans are, because we're the products of that. I'm a generation removed on my dad's side of the family. So having said that, they said the border's closed. They lied under oath to the Senate and to the House, to the American people. They lied. They facilitated crimes of murder, illegal aliens raping and murdering Americans. They facilitated drug overdoses. Did they not? Fentanyl, just by itself, not counting cocaine, heroin, all the other stuff, kills 100,000 Americans a year. Most of them, here comes back to China, because when you're talking cartel dispensing fentanyl, you're talking their Chinese counterparts, because they manufacture it. The Chinese are behind it. And who dies from fentanyl poisoning? About 90% are young American males, fighting age. Think that's an accident? Mm-mm. Kamala Harris was the border czar. And in this, her oversight also produced rampant child sex trafficking. And when they are done with these kids for sexual purposes and profit, they often kill them and extract their organs they sell on the black market. And as bad as it is to say, it's worse not to say it. Kamala Harris was put in charge of the border. Now, Kamala Harris did nothing with the border. I don't think she's a traitor. Oh, I think if she'd got into office, her Marxist communist policies would have been acted upon. That would have been treason. But I don't think she's guilty of treason. I think she's guilty of criminal negligence. And that carries time in prison. Mayorkas, horse of a different color. His job is to be the on-the-ground man to manage what happens at the border. He's a direct accomplice to everything that happened. Kamala Harris was negligent. She didn't do her job. She didn't go to the border. She went to El Paso, did not go to the border until she campaigned. Mayorkas, this was his job. And he turned the other way while this happened. It's the same as driving the getaway car. They robbed the bank, you killed the security guard, and you're the driver, you're tried for murder. Mayorkas should be facing a trial of treason with the possibility of capital punishment. He may be the biggest scumbag to ever serve in the American government. That doesn't influence my opinion on legally what should happen. But I'll have a hard time crying a tear and ask God for forgiveness and guidance, because this man deserves what he has coming legally for the lives that he let be destroyed or ended. Now, I just gave these examples. I could go much, much further. Okay, people say, Dave, what about Merrick Garland? You hate Merrick Garland. I don't hate Merrick Garland. I hate his service to his country, or should I say his disservice to his country. He's a mafioso. Son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education that brought in CRT. And what did he do? Kick down the door of people going to school board meetings, putting guns to their heads, stealing their electronics for expressing their First Amendment right, and interfered in his family profits. I don't know how many crimes I just mentioned there, but quite a few. And then there's a whole lot more that he's done. The lawfare against Donald Trump, interfering in an election. You get the idea. Does it border on treason? Absolutely. I don't know that it's provable. I will say this. He deserves 20 years in prison for the crimes I just mentioned. And he should be made an example of for anyone that follows. Weaponizing the justice system to deprive you the right to vote for who you want to is unconscionable. It's a crime against every American, and I don't care who you voted for, or even if you didn't vote, the possibility that you could vote was violated by this man and his illicit practices, sending his number three man to Alvin Bragg to prosecute Trump. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And this joker belongs in prison. That's what I think should come. And I think this should all be military tribunal. You know, Scotty Sachs and I talked about that in an interview recently. But we need to exact justice, not revenge. Justice in the form of duly meting out punishment that's been earned, and also serving as a warning to future thugs that if you get into office and do this, we're going to do the same thing to you. I offer this unapologetically, because our nation's on the brink because of this treason. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Check us out with our newsletter. All you got to do is go to the Common Sense Show. Newsletter's in the upper right-hand corner. Click that on. All I need is your email address. We do not sell your data. My name is not Zuckerberg. Okay? We don't do that. But put your email. You'll get a daily email that summarizes everything we do that day. Also, we have a new series called HIPS, H-I-P-S, Hiding in Plain Sight, along with our geopolitical work that we do. That goes into our TV subscription service, the commonsenseshow.tv, and people love HIPS. Oh, Untold History, Untold Powers of the Mind, Mysteries of the Seven Wonders of the World. Oh, each one has a story. It's fantastic. We explore all that more and a lot more. We even do health and self-improvement, and people say, whoa, Dave, you're kind of off your beaten path. No, this actually was my professional path for a while. At least some of this stuff was, and I got taken off my path because our country was going to hell in a handbasket. But people love the show. Go and sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time.